Today, gaslighting by the gas producers exposed as Australians pay. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the Gas Post, covering finance and property news. Australia is paying way too much for its homegrown gas, as the over-exporting of gas has driven East Coast gas prices 400% higher than historical average prices, which leads to higher inflation and a stalled energy transition. This is a huge impost on living standards via direct bill shocks, and also spills over to energy-intensive manufacturing, and of course includes building materials, which makes the housing crisis even worse. And yet there's more, as the Australia Institute, an independent public policy think tank based in Canberra, just published a report titled Australia's Great Gas Giveaway, How Australia Gives Gas to Multinational Corporates for Free. In addition to exposing Australians to the full international price of gas, yes, gas produced in Australia and shipped offshore by huge international companies due to stupid government policy, the Institute says that the Australian governments charge no royalties on 56% of the gas that is exported from Australia. Over the last 4 years, multinational companies made $149 billion exporting gas they got for free. If royalties had been charged on this gas, at least $13.3 billion in revenue could have been raised. Australia exports LNG from 10 installations, six of those projects, four of the five in Western Australia, and both in the Northern Territory, pay no state or federal royalties, and Australia exports 56% of its gas through those facilities. Over the last 4 years, LNG exports totaled $265 billion, and LNG exports from royalty-free gas totaled $149 billion. As in Norway, billions of dollars in lost revenue from giving away Australian gas could be invested in a sovereign wealth fund or used to fund schools, hospitals, renewable energy, and other public infrastructure to boost productivity and living standards. The ATO, by the way, calls the oil and gas business a systemic non-payer of tax. In 2021, Woodside, Exxon, Shell, Chevron, INPEX, and APLNG did not pay income tax or the PRRT on $34 billion in income. And in 2021-22, corporations earned $56.3 billion from only $454 million in company taxes due to record pricing. The accumulation of tax credits under present laws could allow the LNG business to dodge PRRT indefinitely, according to Senate hearings. If we add the negative externalities of the sector, the picture becomes absolutely dire. The overexporting of gas has driven East Coast prices 400% higher than historical average prices, and this has two significant impacts. As I said, higher inflation and a stalled energy transition. But not only do we have sky-high energy costs in Australia thanks to the marginal price directly linked to the international gas price, as I've discussed in previous shows, over half of Australia's gas exports are being given to gas companies for free, and low royalty rates levied on the gas for which royalties are paid. Australia is receiving a very small amount of revenue from the LNG industry. This stands in contrast to the record profits currently being made by that same LNG export industry. In 2022-23, at a time of record high LNG prices due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the LNG export industry paid a total of $2.8 billion in royalties to national and state governments in Australia. That represents just 3.8% of the $71 billion value of the LNG it exported during that period. For comparison, the iron ore industry paid over $10 billion in royalties to the West Australian government alone in 21-22 at a rate of 7.5% of the value of the iron ore. For international comparison, Qatar exports almost the same amount of energy as Australia, along with a slightly larger oil industry. On an energy basis, Qatar produces 50% more oil and gas than Australia. However, the revenue received by Qatar from its oil and gas industry is six times greater. Australia produced just under 7,000 petajoules of oil and gas in 2022 and received almost $17 billion in public revenue from that production. In the same year, Qatar produced just over 10,000 petajoules of oil and gas and received almost 96 billion Aussie dollar equivalent. Norway provides another example of how some countries receive far more returns from the development of their oil and gas resources. While Norway exports less gas than Australia, Norway's Ministry of Finance projects that tax revenue in 2023 alone from gas and oil will be a staggering 127 billion Aussie dollar equivalent, or around $23,500 per Norwegian citizen. This results from a tax rate applied to oil and gas production of 78%, comprising a 22% corporate tax rate and a 56% special petroleum tax. Worse, the report highlights that at least six large new gas projects are currently under development to supply LNG export facilities in Australia. Two of those projects will support increases in Australia's overall LNG export capacity. The Woodside Scarborough project and the Eni Evan Shoal projects will provide gas for additional processing trains at the Woodside Pluto facility and at the Darwin LNG facility, respectively. Other projects will backfill existing processing capacity. These include the Mitsubishi onshore Waitsia project in the Perth Basin and Woodside's Browse Basin project, which will backfill the existing Karratha gas plant, and the Santos Barossa project, which is intended to backfill the existing processing train at the Darwin LNG facility. The vast majority of gas produced from these new fields under development will be royalty-free. The exceptions, by the way, are the onshore Waitsia development, along with the portion of the Browse Basin gas field, which is located in state waters. So if these proposals go ahead, they will result in the overall proportion of Australia's gas resources given away royalty-free increasing significantly from current levels. The Australian Energy Producers Chief Executive Samantha McCullough, though, said that the industry was making a substantial and growing contribution to government revenues and would pay $17.1 billion in taxes, royalties and other charges this financial year. To claim that Australia's gas resources are given away for free is a deliberate misrepresentation of a critical sector to Australia's economy, she said. And she accused the Australia Institute of using outdated figures and misrepresenting how the tax and royalty system works to encourage investments in projects, which then result in tax windfalls for the government when they become profitable. But sure, the industry is subject to tax, which, by the way, are distinct from royalties, including income tax and the petroleum resource rent tax levied on profits. But the Australia Institute says that the oil and gas companies should be paying royalties as well as taxes on profit, and a failure to do so consistently means Australians were missing out on a fair return on their resources. ACT Senator David Pocock said that the gas industry was taking part in state-sanctioned daylight robbery. We are seeing a betrayal of Australians and our future by the major parties. We are seeing state capture by the gas industry, he said. They are absolute leeches on this country, and this has to end. I couldn't agree more. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.